A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We started our discussion on 1 Samuel chapter number 17, verses 34 and 35 yesterday. In this passage of scripture, David shared the testimony of the victories of God in his life in the time past, the testimonies of the goodness of God in the time past. And David concluded his testimony by saying, "The God who gave me the previous testimonies is the same God. He has not changed. He will resolve this problem that we are all facing today. He has done it before. He will do it again." We looked at two major scriptural principles yesterday. Number one, that no matter what you are facing, just call to mind the testimonies of the goodness of God. Recall the previous or the past goodness and the faithfulness of God in your life. Never be an ingrate and never close your eyes to the things that God has done for you in the time past. Secondly, where we're continuing from today is that it is in the little things and in lonely places that we prove ourselves capable of the big things. David proved himself capable of confronting Goliath by the little things he faced in the time past, facing lions, facing the bear. And so in this lonely place where nobody saw him, that was where David proved himself capable of this big challenge. Hear me, dear listener. Champions are never made in the ring of play. They are made at the backside. They are made when nobody is looking at them, in the gym, on the field of training and rehearsals. They are only revealed in the open field, revealed in the ring. Great champions are merely revealed in the ring. They are not made in the ring. It is what happened behind the scene that determined whether they will be great or not. And that is the principle. It is in the little things and in the lonely places that we prove ourselves capable of the big things. And we will all need to ask ourselves, what are the little things? What are those lonely places? Or where are those lonely places where I need to prove myself capable of big things? How will God, or why will God commit big things into your hands? Let me quickly mention two things that must happen if you want God to commit big things into your hands. Number one, you must be faithful in little things. Luke chapter 19, verse number 17 says, "And he said unto him, Well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities." Faithfulness in little things qualify you for the big ones. You must be faithful in little things so that God can commit big things into your hands. Here we could see this servant. He was faithful. He was a good servant. And he was good because he was faithful. If you are not faithful in little things, God will not allow great things to come into your hands. In other words, your faithfulness and the little things of God at this present time will qualify you for the big things. You must be faithful. If God has committed into your hands 5 members in your department, in your church, in your group, you must be faithful over these 5 members. And it is your faithfulness with these 5 that qualifies you for 50. And it is your faithfulness with the 50 that qualifies you for 500. It is your faithfulness with the 500 that qualifies you for the 5,000. Faithfulness in little things. So you must be faithful in little things. If you are not faithful in little things, nobody will commit into your hands big things. You will recall that the man in this passage was given 10 pounds and he traded with the 10 pounds. He was faithful with the 10 and he gained other 10 pounds. It was pounds that he got. It was pounds that he gained. But his boss, his Lord, gave him rulership over 10 cities. He said to him, "Well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities." Imagine the degree of reward from 10 pounds to 10 cities. If you are faithful in that which is little, then great things will be committed into your hands. Be faithful in little things. Whatever little thing has been committed into your hands, be faithful at that little thing. There are so many people who are so unfaithful. Little things committed into their hands, they underrate the little things. They jettison and overlook the little things. They throw the little things away. They refuse to put effort into those little things. This is too little. And to them, it is not only little, it is belittling. Because it is belittling to them, they refuse to put effort and they are not faithful. And because they did not put effort, they didn't have good results. And because they are not recording good results, God is not giving big things into their hands. They are praying for big things. They are trusting God. They are even fasting for big things. But A, they have not been faithful in the little things. Secondly, to prove yourself capable of big things, you must be faithful in that which belongs to another person. The Bible says in Luke chapter 16, verse 12, "And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own?" If you have not been faithful with that which belong to another man, who will give you your own? And so you must be faithful in what belongs to others. The things that belong to other people that are in your care, you must be faithful to it. Have you been employed to work with someone or for someone? You must be faithful in that employment. If you are not faithful in that business, your own business will not be given to you. God will not give you your own because you have not been faithful in that which belongs to another man. It is faithfulness in little things that qualifies you for the big things. It is faithfulness in that which belongs to another person that qualifies you for your own. Do you want your own business? Do you want your own calling, your ministry, your career? Do you want your own house? Then you must be faithful in that which belongs to another. We've seen lots of people who are given the assignment by others, and rather than being faithful to the assignment, they chose to be unfaithful. They stole from their masters. They defrauded their masters. As a matter of fact, they stole and defrauded to start their own business. And how will they expect such a business to thrive? Such a business cannot thrive because it has not been given to you. You have given it to yourself. And because you gave it to yourself, you will also lose it in the same manner. You will lose what you gave to yourself. But if it is God that has given it to you, and God will not give to you your own if you have not been faithful in that which belongs to another person. And so if God gives it to you, God will ensure that it prospers, that it grows, that it blossoms in your hand. But if you steal, if you cheat, if you defraud, if you lie, if you embezzle to start, then it will fail. It will not work in your hand because you are using your own effort and your own skill. It is not God who has committed it into your hands. Faithfulness in that which belongs to another man is what qualifies you for your own. Be faithful. Don't steal your master's money. Don't change document or falsify document in the organization for your own wealth. It won't work. It will not prosper. Don't write letters or send messages. Don't go and begin to corner your master's customers to build your own business. No. Let your result speak for you. Let what you do speak for you. Then God will give you your own. When God gives you your own, the result of your faithfulness will be evident. And so, if you have not been faithful in that which belongs to another man, you will not have your own. And if you get your own for yourself, it will not prosper in your hands. My prayer is that God will give you the grace to be faithful in that which belongs to another man, and then he will give you your own and cause it to prosper in your hands. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayers this morning and say, "Father, give me the grace to be faithful in little things. Let me not look down on those things that are little. Give me the grace to do those little things with all my might and strength and to be faithful in those little things. This is my prayer, O God. Give me the grace to be faithful in little things. Help me to put in my best with those little things and to produce results to the honor of your name. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Lift your voice and pray and say, Father, give me the grace to be faithful in that which belongs to another person, the business of others in my hand. Help me to be faithful in running it, the resources of others in my hand. Help me to be faithful managing them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let my faithfulness in little things, my faithfulness in the things that belong to others, qualify me for big things, qualify me for great things. Help me, O God, to prove myself capable of the big things, and let these big things prosper in my hands, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, I have been faithful in little. I have been faithful in that which belongs to another man. Therefore, let your breath come upon what you have given unto me and let it prosper in my hands. This is my prayer, O God. I have been faithful in little things. I have been faithful in that which belonged to another man. Therefore, let your breath come upon that which you have given unto me and let it prosper in my hands. In Jesus' precious name, so shall it be. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I pray in the name that is above all names, that because you have been faithful in little things and you have been faithful in that which belongs to another, God will give you your own. And God will cause that which he gives to you to prosper in your hands. It will blossom in your hands in the name of Jesus. Grace for faithfulness is released upon you now in the precious name of Jesus. May the reward of faithfulness be evident in your life in the name of Jesus. And may the Lord prosper you in all that you do in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Join us this Sunday for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral, Sermon de UI Road, Ibadan. Time is 8 a.m. You may wish to join our service at the Samanda headquarters on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. If you are in Lagos, join us at Etisalat Building, opposite WAEC office, Ogba, Lagos, at 9 a.m. If you are in Abeokuta, join us at Ebinfem Filling Station, Itaiko, Abeokuta. Time is 8 a.m. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all social media is at Yemi Graceman. The Lord bless you as you do. Till I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.